When the power goes out, data is lost, systems reboot, and critical processes have to start. I know from personal experience that this can be very costly and annoying, but these power outages can be avoided with the proper placement of a UPS system. In this episode, we're going to talk about UPS systems, the filtering characteristics, how to size them, and the many options available. There are a variety of things to consider when purchasing a UPS system, and we'll walk you through this critical investment and show you how to keep the power on. Hello and welcome to The Power Grid, the podcast that helps you build reliability in your electrical system and gives you confidence in your power system. I'm Brian Brannigan with Power Protection Products, where we have been solving power quality problems for almost 30 years. No matter how critical your facility is, the utility power will go out several times a year. UPS systems will supply power until the generator can start up and take over the power system. Or the UPS system will run on batteries for several minutes to several hours. The split second in timing can mean the world of difference in downtime and restarts. Let me tell you a story about a large grocery store chain that had their coolers and their freezers on a backup generator, but they didn't have their critical systems like cash registers on the backup generator. Each cash register had a cheap little standby UPS under the counter. But when the power would go out, the power would still glitch and the cash registers would go down, and it would take minutes for these cash registers to come back up and running, which was very frustrating for the people in line to check out, but even more frustrating for the store because that was lost revenue because the cash registers were down. The switching from the utility power to the UPS power took too long, and that's what caused this cash register equipment to go down. Once they installed the correct UPS system, the sensitive electronic equipment could stay up and running with no problems when the power went out. UPS systems come in a variety of types and sizes, and it's important that you get the right UPS system for the right need. You have cheap standby UPS systems, you have line interactive UPS systems, and then you have true online double conversion UPS systems. And it's important to get the right UPS system for the right application. And then after that, batteries play a very critical role in the UPS system. And it's important to get the right battery structure for each UPS system. So first of all, a UPS system is a device that provides power to your facilities when the normal power provider cannot. Usually this is backed up with some sort of battery. But it's very important that the UPS system not only supply power, but also filter the power throughout the duration of use. In other words, if something dirty comes in on the AC power line from the utility grid, the UPS system can clean that up and provide clean output power to the sensitive electronic equipment. Most of your power quality problems can be solved by the correct type of UPS system. You'll experience things like overvoltages, sags, swells, undervoltages, transients, noise, long-term outages, and even frequency variation. And with the right sort of UPS system, something like a double conversion online UPS system, you can solve all of these problems. So let's get into the different types. First of all, you have a standby UPS system. The standby UPS system are the cheap ones that you usually see at the grocery store or that you might see at the Home Depot store. And the standby UPS systems really don't filter the power at all. Whatever comes in from the utility company will end up going into your equipment. Now, when power does go out, there's a switch inside the UPS system that will switch relatively slowly and put your equipment on what's called a square wave, a square sine wave, and run off of the batteries. Those types of UPS systems are relatively inexpensive, but they do a very poor job of power filtering and produce a very poor output sine wave when your equipment needs it the most. The next type of UPS system that we see is called a line interactive UPS system. And a line interactive UPS system will still have a transfer time. Usually it's about 4 to 8 milliseconds, but it will try and interact with the electrical sine wave and give your equipment the type of electrical power that it might need as an output. But it does fluctuate quite a bit, and it relies on batteries much more because of this fluctuation. But if you're really looking for a good UPS system, you're going to want to get a true online double conversion UPS system. You'll have constant filtering of the power, clean output to your sensitive electronic equipment. There's instantaneous transfer from batteries over to the DC to AC converter, and your equipment will never see any sort of spike or glitch in the transfer over to true online double conversion. A true online double conversion UPS system will take the AC power and convert it to DC power in the rectifier. This rectifier will then go to an inverter, which will convert the DC power back to AC power, so you'll get clean, uninterrupted sine wave to your sensitive electronic equipment. So some of the benefits of using a double conversion UPS system: first of all, it's designed for critical loads. You'll see these in data centers as well as under cash register stands at the grocery store. You'll receive superior power conditioning from a UPS system. It'll protect the loads from some of those power quality issues we talked about: sags, swells, surges, transients. They're extremely generator compatible, and you can also get extended battery times by including more and more battery cabinets. The batteries also last longer in a true online double conversion system because they're used a lot less. It's easy to maintain a double conversion UPS system if you include a maintenance bypass switch. The real disadvantage is they're a little more expensive. There's also new technology related to UPS systems. In addition to doing double conversion mode, we also have what we call standard eco mode, where we can stand by and use the battery power only when required, or we can go to even advanced eco mode, which would give you recharging capabilities, no transfer time on switching, and it's much more efficient. The reason why these different modes are available on UPS systems is because it impacts the efficiency of the UPS system and could possibly save you money on your utility bill. Another thing to consider when we're talking about UPS systems is that it's very important to have a maintenance bypass. Sometimes you're going to want to take the UPS system off of the electrical system and work on it. We want to be able to do this in a very safe environment. It's not uncommon to use a 3-breaker maintenance bypass installed separate from the UPS. It's a small cost increase. You need only one UPS feeder, and the total UPS isolation for maintenance or replacement can happen. The power is not interrupted, and the single point of failure of the UPS input is now bypassed. Let's talk a little bit about battery technology. For years, we've had valve-regulated lead-acid batteries in our UPS system, but the new trend in battery technology is with lithium-ion batteries. These lithium-ion batteries can last almost twice as long as a traditional battery. They're smaller than a traditional battery. They're easier to maintain, and they're easier to monitor. You no longer need a battery monitoring system on your UPS when you have lithium-ion batteries. The footprint is much smaller than a typical battery cabinet. You can expect anywhere from 2 to 3 times the life of a battery. They weigh 60% less. They're also charged 10 times faster than a normal battery system. And they can also tolerate extreme temperature environments. The initial cost is a little bit more expensive, but the total cost of ownership is 30 to 80% less. One other thing to consider when sizing your UPS system is modularity and scalability. Today's modern UPS systems have the ability to be scaled up or down based on the needs of the data center or the critical load. It's not unusual to go from a 500 kVA UPS system to a 1000 kVA to a 1500 kVA system, all in the same modular scalable package. Another option to consider when looking at UPS systems is a fully redundant two-end system, which basically can serve to provide power for an A side and a B side of the data center equipment. Your redundancy can go all the way back to the utility substation if possible, or to the generator, but two UPS systems working in conjunction with a transfer switch will give you the ability to shut down the A side while you need maintenance and repair work, but still keep your data center up on the B side. The thing I want you to take away from today's episode is that UPS systems are very important for keeping the critical process or facility up and running during a power outage. If you select the right UPS system with the correct installation, supported by the right batteries and maintenance schedule, you'll ensure that your power will stay up when your utility goes down. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Selecting a UPS system can be a difficult decision, one you don't make very often. And this is why P3 is here to help guide you through the process of finding the right type and size and battery technology for your UPS system.